Welcome to the Sage Parnassus Podcast, peaceful guidance for your Charlotte Mason homeschool and life, with me, Nancy Kelly.
Today we have the second installment of our Parents Are Peacemakers series. Let me give you a little background on how this booklet was discovered. So a few years ago, I was putting together my talk, The Importance of Peace. I happened to be reading through Susan Schaefer McCauley's wonderful book, For the Family's Sake. On page 224, I read this statement. Essex Chumley, Charlotte Mason's biographer, who followed on in the work of the PNEU, wrote a booklet with the title, Parents Are Peacemakers. Of course, that grabbed my attention. It took some tracking down, but eventually, with help from the Armitt Museum in Ambleside, I was able to find it. Today's episode is on the first need, leadership. You can access the transcript of the entire brochure on my blog, Sage Parnassus, or you can purchase a print version from Riverbend Press. The first need, leadership. Oh well, that's human nature. You won't alter that. It is usually said when someone has got into trouble of some sort, or when he has given way to some weakness. Is it true? Can human nature be altered? What is human nature? Desires, emotions, appetites, we all share these. Individual powers and disposition, these come from inheritance. Things come down from father to son. We inherit them. A good singing voice, a fiery temper, blue eyes. Discussion. Get instances of things inherited. National characteristics are inherited too, making an Englishman differ from a Frenchman, a Spaniard from a Russian. What we inherit accounts largely for our individual differences, that and our very varying circumstances, our environment, as well as things happening around us. We all take each other very much for granted, but what a wonderful and mysterious thing is every human person. There are all kinds of possibilities and powers hidden behind the well-known faces of our family. Talents bottled up, feelings hidden, thoughts unexpressed, wishes ready to bubble out unexpectedly. We think we know each other only too well, Jim's temper and his charming smile, Betty's generosity and her fibs, father's slow ways, his wonderful memory, mother's sharp tongue, her quick comforting fingers. How often we get surprises. Young people cannot think that older ones were ever young. Older people forget what it was like to be young. Can you remember a 5-year-old feeling? A 12-year-old? A 15-year-old? Can you remember the tangled up feeling of all your wants going in different directions? Your furious angers and rude words just when you had decided to be good. Your unkindness when you really loved so much. Telling a story because you were frightened. You meant to tell the truth. Taking Tom's toy without asking him, breaking it, hiding the bits, and being sorry. Discussion of children's muddled ideas and keened wishes. Instances. Think back. Watch the family faces round you and remember what it is like to have this strong human nature, all its wants and feelings and ignorances and inheritances, all in a tangle, a muddle, good impulses and bad on top of each other, fighting with each other. Yes, parents must be the peacemakers for each one of the family while they are growing up. They must bring up all the parts of this strong, unruly human individual into an ordered, purposeful, clear-sighted person, into a person at peace in himself. Upbringing is the right word. Growing up needs bringing up. We talk of well-brought-up and badly-brought-up people. The badly-brought-up ones have not been brought up at all. They have been left down, left in a muddle, left to get on with their growing best way they can. Human nature has been too strong. Many of them never have grown up. They behave childishly long after they have ceased to be children. Can you think of anyone like that, over 18? Every person growing up needs one thing that fathers and mothers can best give them, and they must give it together. They need wise, firm, loving leadership. Do you find that young people of the present day are selfish, lack standards? If so, it is because their parents never succeeded in giving them a wise lead and a firm rule while they were growing up. Lack of discipline. Yes, perhaps, but it is better expressed as lack of good leadership. Those who follow a leader accept discipline, correction, punishment. Are you leaders at home, or do you let things be? Is it, oh, he'll learn better when he is older at school? When the fathers come home after the war, many of them will hardly know their children. They will be diffident and slow to take a lead. Mothers, you must help them. You, too, do not see as much of your children as you would wish while you are busy with war work. Together, you must decide what really matters. Stick to it yourselves and show the children that they must do so, too. A few just rules always obeyed. A few good manners always followed. Be kind to animals. Don't tease. Be friendly to visitors. Take turns. Whatever you decide on, stick to it, and the children will follow your lead and will grow up. They will grow to know the meaning of the words must and ought. It is these two words which keep the family peace. Much disobedience and naughtiness in children are their way of finding out if these words exist and what they mean. They try it on. When they know the things they ought and must do or be, they obey, they face facts. Lead them. Bring them up to the peace of this knowledge. Discussion. Obedience, disobedience, naughtiness, instances. I hope this episode on the first need, leadership, has given you some food for thought. I will close with the peace prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.